listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me my friend and colleague, Chen Lin. Now, Chen has had considerable success, as you know, investing in all manner of markets. And I want to tell you that to sign up for Chen's letter, you need now to go to chenpicks.com, chenpicks, chenpicks.com. Welcome, Chen, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Jay, for inviting me.
Always good to have you with me, and we should do it more often. The only impediment is time, Chen. It's difficult to find enough time. But in any event, I'd like to ask you a little bit about your views on some of the key markets that I know you're focused on, starting with the one that we are most focused on, and that is gold. What are you seeing for gold in 2017?
I see potentially 2017 could be a difficult year for gold, but it will be a good year to accumulate stocks for the long run. The reason is that there are a couple of reasons, right? U.S. dollar is breaking out. It's $100 if you put a $100 of U.S. dollar index, it's breaking out clearly. That's the reason behind it is interest rate in the U.S. is rising. The bond, bond is very weak after Trump election. So then there's the interest rate differential. U.S. interest rate is higher than Europe, and then people moving money into United States. Also, there's a money fleeing from other emerging markets, like from China. Chinese foreign reserve barely maintained $3 trillion U.S. dollar end of last year. It was almost $4 trillion. Two years ago. So people continue to pulling money into U.S. dollar. That's the headwind with gold. However, as I discussed in my outlook, I see gold mining is different. It will be a stock picker's market because even gold flat or slightly weakened, if company operating in a country that have a weakened currency, so they can still generate a very good profit. So it will be stock picker's market. I see it could be a difficult year, but it could be the last difficult year. I hope it will be a last difficult year because usually the U.S. dollar bull market lasts about 6 years, and 2017 is fifth year. So we're getting pretty close to the end, I hope.
Well, we'll see. Obviously, what's good for some is bad for others and so on and so forth. Well, you've managed to make money in all manners of markets. But before we get into a couple of the other sectors that you really like to focus on, name a gold stock or two that you're really, really most favorable towards.
Well, I'm still sticking with the producer. I like the Oceana Gold, for example. Mm-hmm. I've liked it for a very long time. It's been one of the best performers, and Pridin is another. Juniors, I own a Novo Resource. It sounds very interesting company, especially with the blue specs results coming. I heard in a few weeks. That's a very, very good stock to watch. And then Goldcrest, actually today they have a new discovery. Right? Could that be the next Romero? Right? So
All these are
questions. It's a stock picker's market. And I monitor a lot of different stocks in both producers and exploration company.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's lots to watch in the gold sector for sure. But you are really also very much focused on biotech. How is that looking to you? And again, I think in general, you can't really pick a sector in general. You really focus in on individual stocks from the bottom up and figure out what is good to put your money into. So, but just some general comments on biotech and a couple of your favorites there as we get started here in 2017.
Yeah, the biotech is a very interesting, beaten down very badly last year due to the presidential election. Going forward with the Trump president, new president, and they could be changed. People are hoping for change. And then there's the baby boomer retiring. Oh, we all need a better medicine to cure all these incurable diseases, right? So, I mean, I recently got back in big time of Sarepta, which is my favorite. And today, actually, as I'm looking, it's up about 23%. They just announced the data, you know, the patient data. It's a very volatile stock. Last time I sold at 59 when the insurance, remember insurance problem coming up, and then the short just killing it, pushed all the way to 29. That's where I was buying back again. And then today it's go to 39.
Wow. Yeah, I see it's up over $7 here today as I look at it at 38.53. Wow. And I thought you were suggesting it might be a bad day for the stock today, Chen, but it turned out to be good, huh?
I was very cautious, but I still closed my eye. I was buying at 29 when tax loss happened last a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel it will be a bad news, but it's pretty much pricing because from 59 to 29, right? So there's a four analyst downgrade. You think about that. Everybody want to sell or they sold. So I would say, okay, that's it. I'm buying. So, and today, it's pretty bad, but it's just slightly better than the worst, you know, the reduced estimate of analysts. That's why it went up so much.
Oh, interesting. All right. So that's the biotech. And again, to keep track of all that Chen is doing, and he sends out frequent updates, you know, many times more than one a day, you need to go to chenpicks.com. Well, one more sector I know you're very hot on this year, the energy sector. Chen Energy had a good year last year. Can oil and what are your comments on energy going into this year?
Yeah, I see the Trump will be friendly with Russia. The oil price likely stay high, but not very high because the fracking revolution. So anything over $60, the fracking will be generating a lot of oil. I don't think it will be that high, probably around $50. Still, the strategy is the same as last year. I stay with like natural gas, a selected area, which company have very high margin. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's been working. Part of it is because the market sentiment has been changing. Right? We were just talking before the show. Last year, we got this Ukraine stock, Cap Energy. I mean, I went there for a visit. It was 2 cents. And today, I'm trading at 7 cents. I mean, just like 2-3 months, right? It just started moving, and also heavily. Also, my largest energy position still is the Panoramic. I have been holding that for 5 years, and this year I'm going to drill the big target. I'm cautiously optimistic about that because the stock has almost $1 in cash. And the CEO is a gold bug, which I really respect. And he's very careful about the balance sheet, so buy and hold for 5 years. Stock hasn't moved if you consider the dividend. You know, with the dividend, without dividend, stock drop, but with the dividend, it's slightly up for me, just 5 years. But right now, this year will be the year, I hope.
So are you seeing the possibility of a real breakout in terms of a discovery here, Chen? With their drilling, and it's off. Is it in Thailand or where is it?
It's in Indonesia. It's in
Indonesia, right? They were in Thailand.
One of the largest conventional onshore oil discovery in the world. Okay, so they have 49.9% is carried by this largest large oil, you know, international oil company. You know, so it used to be Talisman, but got bought by the Spanish Repsol, right? So it's a big company. It's kind of moving slow. It's supposed to drill last year, now push into Q1. Now they're saying the end of Q1, which is 2 months from now. I doubt maybe we got a little bit pushed a little bit later, but it's there. You know, you need to build a road. There used to be a national park. There's no road there. You know, global warming, the sea level rose, so that it's no longer national park. That's why Panoramic got that big concession during the 2008 financial crisis. That's why I own the stock for 5 years.
So, interesting. Very interesting.
And
this is a company that doesn't dilute. I mean, they're not issuing shares. They live off their cash flow, and they don't really...
Yeah, they live off their cash flow. It's, they're buying back shares in the past year. They pay dividend. It's one of those energy companies that actually didn't really take into using leverage, taking on debt, you know, partially because the management... You know, Jeff Chisholm, he's a gold bug. That's when I know he's a gold bug, I got interested because gold bug is the most conservative people I know, you know, like you, like many, many, many of my friends. So that's why I own the stock for so many years.
Jen, with about a minute and a half or so left, Canaco Energy was one that did very, very well for you last year. Do you still like it?
Yeah, I still like it. It's a Colombian natural gas. They're doing some kind of financing to refinance their debt. I don't think it's a dilutive financing. Potentially, could be Warren exchange, but I do not know. But according to all the analyst report, they're supposedly doing a financing of their debt in the first 2 months of this year. I think once it's gone, I think the cap of the stock could be removed. And they have a lot of trading target this year from oil, from shale oil, from natural gas, and then they're going to triple their natural gas production in a few years. So very, very exciting. Very exciting company. I still like it.
And making a lot of money, I guess, huh?
Yeah, their margin is very, very high. Their margin 80%. You know, you name another energy company that had 80% profit margin.
Yeah.
They usually have 20%, or maybe 10%, right? So,
and you see both Cub and Canaco having growth prospects quite a bit.
Yes. Cub is a Ukraine. I've been there.
Yes.
I was there. You go to my website. I have the pictures of my visit. They pre-war, they ran out producing about half of what they used to produce before the war. And then they have all the infrastructure. Natural gas, you need infrastructure. You need compressor. You need all these cooler, all these things. But infrastructure already in place. Nothing was damaged at all within the war because they're just close to the war zone, right? So all their engineer has to be evacuated. So, but now it's back to business and then using, they use this process to increase their percentage of the concession. They get a new concession. They build a lot of things. I see they can go back to pre-war level, and the stock was trading at 20, 30 cents at that time. Plus, they have more now, right? They own more, 5% more than they used to, and then with another option to increase another 5%. So to
all right, good. Search,
yeah.
We'll have to leave it go at that, Chen. Sounds exciting. And again, folks, it's chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com to sign up for Chen's letter. Thanks for being with us again, Chen. Well, folks, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because David Stockman will be with us. We're going to ask him if those alligators are too fierce in the swamp for Donald Trump to drain the swamp. Well, we're going to get David's thoughts on that and as well as his thoughts on the markets and where things might be heading. David Stockman tells it like it is, so you don't want to miss what he has to say. We'll be right back with David Stockman.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Novo Resources focuses on the exploration and development of gold projects. Its flagship asset is the Beatons Creek Gold Project in Western Australia, where it is currently processing a 30,000-ton bulk sample. Novo also controls 100% interest in the Blue Spec Gold Antimony Project, where it is conducting a 10,000-meter drill program. The company has over $7 million in cash and enjoys strong shareholder support from the likes of Eric Sprott and Newmont Mining. It trades in Canada and the U.S. under the symbols NVO and NSRPF, respectively. Dynacert is a global leader in carbon emission reduction technologies. Created for use in diesel engines, the hydrogen unit has been proven to reduce carbon emissions by up to 40%, increase torque, improve engine oil quality, and provide up to 19% in fuel savings. Our leading-edge technology is designed for tractor trailers, rail, marine, and newly developed for diesel engine cars. Reducing the amount of greenhouse gases provides benefits to the environment, to communities and businesses, and to our shareholders.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.